This morning we found out Richard Engel, the chief foreign correspondent for NBC News, and his TV crew were released after spending 5 days in captivity in Syria. Most people never knew they'd been kidnapped in the first place. NBC, the other major television networks, and newspapers like the New York Times agreed not to report on the situation until the journalists were safe, despite knowing that the reporters had been kidnapped. Here's audio from videotape released today of Engel and his crew.
My name is Richard Engel. I'm a correspondent for NBC News, and I'd like to urge the United States government to do what it can to secure our release and to cease its activities in Syria.
This was video that was made while he was in captivity. What are the ethics of NBC's decision? Here to discuss that question and other issues emerging from today's news is Bob Steele. He's the director for the Prindle School of Ethics at DePaul University in Indiana. Welcome back to WNYC, Bob.
Thanks, Amy.
When journalists are kidnapped, like Richard Engel and his production team were in Syria, what comes into play when a news organization is deciding whether to make that information public?
These are very difficult decisions for news organizations, their executives, and their journalists. Difficult decisions journalistically and ethically. You have competing principles. The primary obligation of journalists is to reveal information that's meaningful, substantive, accurate, and timely. At the same time, we should be very careful not to publish or broadcast any information that could cause great harm to someone. So in this case, you have individual journalists, five of them in this case, who are at considerable risk. You also have the obligation of the journalists in this particular case to report meaningful information in a timely fashion. So there's a real tension between those competing principles.
If a news organization chooses not to reveal that one of their reporters has been kidnapped, does it run the risk of damaging its integrity and independence, or is it lauded for taking a wise course of action?
Well, probably both. Certainly they're lauded for a wise course if they are preventing great harm or even the loss of life. At the same time, it's reasonable for some in the public to say, what else is NBC holding back from us, or the New York Times, or NPR, or the Chicago Tribune, or any news organization? If they hold back for, in this case, a number of days, the story of these five journalists missing and being kidnapped in a situation. There's also the question of fairness and equity. Would the news organizations also hold back for a considerable period of time the story of a kidnapping of diplomats or of aid workers or of non-governmental organization workers or anybody else in these situations? Would the same decision to hold back on the information be made if it was not journalists?
Do the same rules apply for non-journalists, like kidnapping victims here at home?
In the sense of whether the news organization should hold back, is that your question?
Correct.
Yes. I do think that a news organization here in the States, if the situation was in New York City or here in rural Indiana or any place else in the country, they have to weigh what the risk is in reporting a situation in which somebody is at great risk and very vulnerable. Sometimes law enforcement agencies will ask news organizations to hold back for a period of time about a hostage situation or a kidnapping if they believe that an individual who is a hostage is in profound danger and imminent danger. And news organizations should seriously consider that, and at times we do hold back. I think to hold back for a number of days increases the problem. Because in situations like this, it's not just a story of journalists or others who might be in captivity and held hostage. It's also a story of how governments are responding to it and the larger story of what's happening in that situation, in this case in Syria.
Bob Steele is the director of the Prindle Institute for Ethics at DePaul University in Indiana, speaking to us about NBC foreign correspondent Richard Engel's release today from 5 days of captivity in Syria with other members of his production team. Bob, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This is WNYC.